See Peter LeGrand, the chairman of the MRC. Peter.
Hello, Michael.
How are you this good. Saturday morning?
Yeah, pretty good. And just love the shirt that's being worn here. This is just Danny's shirt, just sensational. Doesn't he look good today?
It is a good shirt for radio, I must say, because we can't see it. It's fairly busy.
At least it's a little more formal than other people that are around the table.
Oh, this is now turning into a slanging match.
No, I'm not saying a word. I was just saying how lovely it is to see you, Matt.
Ended with a slanging match.
Usually I try not to stand out, being incognito.
It's like adjusting to a test pattern on the TV.
It's a very nice blue flow.
Where's your headset, Matthew?
Glorious. We had a gear apparatus malfunction. This is a busy period for the MRC. Is it four Saturdays in a row?
I think it's five. I think somebody said during the week there's another one. So it is very busy for the staff, you know, getting it coordinating all. We've got mornings in two mornings. It's got a race meeting on Tuesday. It's had several race meetings. So it is a busy time. We've got Sandown going every Wednesday. So it's flat out for the Melbourne Racing Club at the moment.
And Sandown is the first Saturday in May. So that sequence of Caulfield, and then Sandown. So, which gets me to the next question.
Thank God.
That C's hurt by the headset piece. Pete, the Sandown. There's been a lot of talk about the venue and what's going to happen with it, but the underutilisation, particularly on Saturdays, and you have got one the first of next month, so it is getting utilised, but there's one part of me that wants to ask whether it should be today. Do punters prefer to bet at Caulfield on a day where the rail's out 10 metres than a track that could race with a true rail like a Sandown?
Terrific turnover here at Caulfield. There's no doubt about that. People love this track. They love all our tracks, really. Mornington, Sandown, they're all good tracks. So you know what you're getting when you go to those tracks. So, look, turnover at this track is very good. Turnover during the week's good at Sandown because of midweek racing and all that sort of stuff. So overall, we contribute a lot to the industry with the tracks we provide.
I think what Dan's alluding to is if this was run at Sandown Hillside Rail True, would the turnover be equivalent to running here at Caulfield today?
Tough question, Matt. I think Caulfield will do better every time. That's my estimation.
I think the figures do show that. And you'd expect a pretty high turnover meeting today when it is in alignment with the first day of the championship.
Absolutely.
And just... we found out during the week that the Night Racing Series of the Valley smashed all records since its inception. All-Star Mile has been huge. I know all the meetings here at Caulfield have been huge as well.
They have.
And Mornington as well.
So for the club, from your perspective, coming out of COVID, is it better than what you anticipated?
Oh, turnover's definitely up. There's no doubt about that. Right across the whole industry and across the courses, turnover's up. I think what people have done, people have been at home watching races and listening to RSN, and they've been having more punting on Sydney and Melbourne. I know I did it. So I think that's the case, and I think they've got involved in it. And people love racing. What we're doing, we've relaxed the dress standards here to try and get people back into the members and back on course. A lot of younger people today don't want to put a tie on. I'm comfortable with the tie. I grew up with it, but I also at times don't wear one. So we're trialling that. We'll see how it goes right throughout to the spring carnival. They have to wear a collar and tie and jacket on Caulfield Guineas and Caulfield Cup Day. It's not a case of dropping the standards. It's a case of trying to go with the times and trying to get people back on track. People might go out and say, oh, I can't go to Caulfield because I've got to go and put a jacket and tie on. Oh, hell, I'm not going to go. Hmm.
So is that part of the capitalising on the COVID surge of wagering, that when no one's quite sure whether it was a freak occurrence because there wasn't anything else to bet on, everyone's at home, or whether it's real momentum? Is it hard to gauge whether it was just a spike or whether we can really build on that?
Absolutely, it is hard to gauge. And we're the same with our gaming venues at Pegasus Leisure Group. They're up going on half machines, one on, one off sort of thing. They'll change shortly, but they've been up too. So it's just a general thing. People have been cut off from doing it too, but not so much with racing because you can go and have your bets on your Ladbrokes, etc. So you can do that. But I think there's just a general interest. People have been locked up. They want to go out. They want to spend. They want to dine. They don't want to wear masks. It's all that sort of thing.
They want to race the horses that are racing because they're spending $2 million on them.
So are people coming back to the track? Because that's the next phase, to get actually the turnover's up, but you want to get the the people back now that the COVID restrictions are easing.
Spot on, Michael. And last week we had that Easter race meeting. We had a terrific crowd. It was just under the crowd that came for the Blue Diamond. So if we can keep that up, look, weather's got a lot to do with it too, and incentives like their kids and families coming on track sort of things. There's lots of things you've got to do to incentivise people to come to racetracks because there's a lot of competition.
Will that include looking at pricing for food and beverage? Because I know a lot of people say, you know, I could just go to the pub or I can sit at home, get the boxes, which the clubs did remarkable. MRC's catering during the COVID period, which you delivered to the home, was absolutely A1. So is there any thoughts to look at that from race clubs' perspective?
Yeah, we're always looking at our prices. Every year we look at our prices. But let me say, last week we're sold out in all our restaurants, you know, and the people will pay the extra dollar to come and have a nice meal and well served and in a good spot.
I think there's better value in those packages as well in the restaurants, Pete, because particularly if drinks are included, I mean, one shout between four people could be $40 or $50 over the bar, but built into the package, it's actually, you get an opportunity to dress up, get into a prime spot, good food, and in a lot of the times the pricing of the drinks are incorporated into that package, so it's actually a cheaper day than if you were out there with a group of people over the bar.
We're not far away from the first race at Randwick. I'll take you to Darren Flindell for his call of the Whitten Kindergarten Stakes in a moment. Gee, it's an open start. Day one of 10 on the first championship day. $5 is the favourite. Pulali for Ollie and James Cummings. Vandula Lass, $5.40. King of Sparta, $6.40. Bahama is at $6.60, and then you're out to Ashima at $7.50. They're making a good line for the first, the Whitten Kindergarten Stakes. Let's take you to Darren Flindell for his call. Wow, Pulali, that was a dominant win. James Cummings, the Blue Army, strike first blood on day one of the championships with Pulali winning the Kindergarten Stakes on Supertab, $5.60, $2. And again, has run second, so $1.973. It's paid $7.30 the place. Number nine, Ashima has run a cracking race for third, $2.30, and King of Sparta fourth. So 1, 9, 7, and 3. The nine put in great value in the multiples if you manage to get that. But well done to Ollie and James Cummings. Pulali, she was dominant in the first race at Randwick today, $5.62. With Peter LeGrand, the chairman of the MRC. Pete, you've got a busy day here today, but before we say goodbye, have you got a nice value tip for us today?
Well, I do. My best bet of the day is Lesage and race number four, Lesage number three. But, you know, I've got a value bet for anybody who just wants to have a couple of dollars each way on Neds or Ladbrokes. In my good friend Dennis Pagan is Don't Rush Ruby in race six, number 11.
In the Galilee.
Yeah, at 125-1. Ran last, poor run last start. Expect it to improve a little bit. It certainly will run the distance. If you have $2 each way and you pick up $250 for the win and $40 the place, that'll be all right.
Don't Rush Ruby. Yep. Peter LeGrand's best bet of, well...
Not the best bet of the day.
I might have put a bit of journalistic license on that. Best bet of the day is Lesage. Each way, Don't Rush Ruby. Punters, if you're in the area, come down. The rain is cleared. You can still walk in today.
It'll be clear. You can walk in the gate. Come and have a good day. It'll be a fantastic day's racing. We've got the Sydney races on the big monitors around the course. Have a great day. Come to Caulfield and enjoy the day.
Good on you, Pete. Have a great
Thanks,
day.
Thanks, Michael.